Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of Gospel on the Go from Croatia with the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where today, as you can see on the screen behind me, today we're going to discuss this idea of the mystery of the Bible. Key word, mystery. That is a phrase that many denominations use when they see something or they are confronted with something that runs contrary to their various dogmatic denominational declarations. An example. A couple years ago, I met with some religious leaders of a particular denomination to discuss this idea of salvation. Somebody that I know had been attending this particular denomination and was being pulled into this and their teachings, and I was very concerned. So I had an appointment made to meet with these religious leaders, very, very nice men. And basically, I just started to ask them a few questions about what they were teaching in that church and that denomination. And I was interested in five topics. One topic was this idea of salvation, which is obviously the main topic, right? And I already knew what their stance was, but I wanted this person who was in the meeting with me to hear also. And so basically, it came out from these religious leaders where they said that salvation can only be found for those who are members of that particular denomination. And so then I just quickly asked the question, well, what about all those people we see in Scripture who had clearly been saved, starting all the way back in the Old Testament and forward? What about all those people who were not members of your particular denomination because your particular denomination did not exist back then? If salvation is only found in your denomination, then explain to me all the people throughout biblical history. How were they saved? The leaders paused, and their answer, that's just a mystery in the Bible that we can't explain. Okay, I asked another question. When it comes to salvation, I said, what is your idea about baptism? Does baptism confer salvation upon a person in your denomination? I already knew the answer. They confirmed the answer. Yes, a person must be baptized, they said, in order to be saved. I said, okay. Then explain to me the thief on the cross when Jesus said to him, today you will be with me in paradise. Their answer, that's another mystery of the Bible. Unfortunately, that type of lazy, inaccurate answer is spreading throughout a lot of denominations today. The excuse when something disagrees with a denomination's dogmatic doctrinal declarations about things, when something disagrees and can be proven in Scripture that it disagrees with that and with them, more and more you're seeing people say, well, that's just a mystery that cannot be explained. That is a cowardice answer that misleads many. Why do I say cowardice? Because that shows me people's slothful, lazy, a desire or lack thereof to dig deep into the scriptures and see what God's word has to say. For instance, the word mystery, you do see it in the New Testament. The Greek word is mysterion. But that word is not meant to describe something that is so out there, so unclear, such a mystery, you know, like mysteries when you watch movies. That's not what the word was used for in the New Testament. The word mysterion in the New Testament means something that was maybe not quite so clear in the Old Testament has been made crystal clear in the New Testament. The mysterion has been made clear. I'll give you an example. Ephesians chapter 3. The Apostle Paul talks about a mysterion that had been revealed to him. And he says in Ephesians 3, verse 4, he says, by referring to this, when you read, you can understand my insight into the mystery, the mysterion of Christ. Wait a second. Mysterion of Christ? Yes. Which in other generations, referring to the Old Testament times, which in other generations was not made known or made clear to the sons of men, as it has now, New Testament times, been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit. Do you see it? Paul describes the mysterion as that which was not perfectly clear in the Old Testament to the people back then. It was mentioned, it was spoken about, but the full picture wasn't there as compared to the New Testament times, how the Holy Spirit made that mysterion clear to the apostles and prophets. Paul, what is this mysterion you're talking about? Verse 6, to be specific, that Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body of Christ, like the Jews. That's the mysterion, which was spoken about in the Old Testament, right? Talking about the coming Messiah, Isaiah 42:6, he would be a light to the nations, to the Gentiles. So we see that tucked in there in the Old Testament. We see also how God sent Jonah to preach the gospel to the pagan Assyrians. We see several non-Jews who had been saved in the Old Testament. You talk about Rahab. You talk about Ruth. So the Old Testament gave a picture, gave an idea. The gospel wasn't just for the Jews. But that mysterion became abundantly clear as the Holy Spirit revealed that truth to the apostles and prophets, that the Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body and fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. That is the mystery that the Bible talks about. Not something that we just explain away as a mystery because we're too lazy to try to interpret the scriptures, and we want to just blindly stick to our denominational, doctrinal, dogmatic declarations. And if somebody says, shows us something in the scripture that goes against that, we just go, well, that's just a mystery. That is not the proper definition of mystery from the scriptures. In fact, Colossians, another example. Paul talks about the mysterion, the mystery, Colossians chapter 1. He talks about, in verse 25, of this church I was made a minister according to the stewardship from God bestowed on me for your benefit, so that I might fully carry out the preaching of the word of God. I love when Paul says that. I was made a minister, called by God, gifted by God. He was made a minister. So that, he said, I might fully carry out the preaching of the word of God. Here it is. That is, verse 26, the mystery which has been hidden from the past ages and generations, but now has been manifested to his saints, to whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. Paul, what is this mysterion that the Old Testament hinted at? But now, Paul, you and the apostles and prophets in the New Testament, it has been revealed to you clearly by the Holy Spirit. What is this mystery, Paul? End of verse 27. Christ in you, the hope of glory. What? Yeah. God's Spirit in the Old Testament, right? Primarily, people were anointed, prophets, priests, and kings, with the Spirit to be able to carry out specific God-ordained tasks. Again, the Holy Spirit did regenerate people in the Old Testament, just like the New Testament, just like today, in order for them to be saved. But this idea of Christ by his Spirit in you as a believer, your hope, your certainty of glory, the Holy Spirit, the down payment, the guarantee of that future inheritance. Paul says that's a mysterion. That again, in the Old Testament, you had glimpses of. New Testament, clear. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Which, by the way, is a side note, Christian. Understanding that mysterion, is it pretty clear? Think of that the next time when you want to go play around with the non-believers who are in darkness. Who is in you? Do you want him? Christ your King, your Savior, to be with you by his Spirit? Who is in you when you're playing around in the darkness? And so this idea of the mystery of the Bible, again, as I said earlier, many people use that word, first of all, inaccurately, and they use it as a cop-out. I remember there was a group of an emerging denomination, actually they were called the Emergent Group, and they were... What they had was referred to as like a humble hermeneutic, right? On the surface, it sounds really pious. But no, it's cowardice. Humble hermeneutic, basically hermeneutic interpretation. Humble interpretation. Their idea was you really can't be dogmatic about anything in Scripture. What? Where God is dogmatic? Christian, you got to be dogmatic. Where God is clear, you got to be clear. Not this idea is like, well, you know, who are we as humans to try to interpret and dig down deep? Let's just have this humble hermeneutic. Again, on the surface, it sounds so pious. It is cowardice. God gave us his truth, not so that we walk around and just continue to say, ah, that's a mystery. That's a mystery. I don't know. That's a mystery. No, God gave us his truth because he wants us to dig deeply into his truth. Now, let me be very clear. Deuteronomy 29:29. Again, this is a verse that a lot of those people talk about mystery and have the humble hermeneutic. This is the verse they love to use, Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. There it is, Andrew. Mysteries. You can't be dogmatic on anything. You can't land on sound doctrine. You have to have a humble hermeneutic because Scripture is clear. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. Yes, read the rest of the verse. But the things revealed to us. Hello? The things revealed to us through God's written revelation belong to us and to our sons forever. Here it is, that we may observe all the words of the law. Obey them. Not use the cop-out. Well, I don't really understand what God is saying here. you know, about as a Christian, I cannot be unequally yoked. That's kind of a mystery. I don't get it. No, that's an excuse for you to just go do it and satisfy your sin nature. Well, I don't understand this thing. You know, God says, or Jesus says that if you love me, you'll obey my commands. But I don't need to really obey his commands because he's already saved me by grace. And he loves me so much the way I am. And yeah, I know there's that verse there, but I don't know. It's just a mystery. We can't understand what he meant, really meant by that. Do you see? It's a cop out. Just like those religious leaders, when they use the word mystery, again, inaccurately, incorrectly. Or better yet, they used it correctly according to their cop-out, right? It's just a mystery, like a drama or something. But they didn't use it correctly as according to the Bible. But again, those guys, what they were doing was they had their denominational doctrinal declarations. And when I pointed to something in Scripture that clearly proved that those denominational declarations are incorrect, their cop-out was, some things are just a mystery. Really? No, it's not a mystery. It is abundantly, it's crystal clear that you are not saved through water baptism. You're saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. This is not of yourselves. It is not based on your works, including sacramental works such as baptism and various other sacraments that many other denominations have added to their religious rituals. It's crystal clear what Scripture says. Yet when they're confronted by the truth, that's just a mystery. We got to be careful. We can't get dogmatic here. No. Again, Deuteronomy 29:29. Yes, the secret things belong to God, such as, I don't know who God has foreordained for salvation. But I don't know the covenant of redemption, which was made before the foundation of time, before anything was, between the three members of the Trinity. I don't know who's part of that covenant. The secret things belong to the Lord. Absolutely. But the rest of the verse, the things revealed to us by God, hello, the Holy Scriptures of God, they belong to us, to our children. Why? That we may observe all the words here, including those that may be a little difficult for us to understand. What do we do with that? We don't use the cop-out and say, well, it's just a mystery. No, we dig deep and we study. We study. We study the original context to whom God wrote to those people. We study the original language. Well, Andrew, I don't know the context. I don't know history. I don't know the languages. There are so many resources today, so many great commentators, godly men in ages past, whose doctrine has stood the test of time, whose lives have basically followed and been in line with their doctrine, biblical doctrine. Those are the men you want to study, because God, the Holy Spirit, illuminated their minds like he continues to illuminate our minds as Christians. It's one of the ministries of the Holy Spirit. Again, the Holy Spirit illuminates truth to us, right? Not hides it, and so it's a mystery. Psalm 12, verse 6, the words of the Lord are pure words. As silver tried in a furnace on the earth, refined seven times. Psalm 19. We read the law, verses 7 and 8. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure. Listen now. making wise, yes, even the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. What does God say about His Word? It's pure. It is clear. The big theological word is it is perspicuous, clear, understandable. You don't need to have gone to 1,000 seminaries to be able to understand many things in the Bible, right? God, the Holy Spirit who regenerated you, is the same God, the Holy Spirit, who illuminates you to the truths He inspired. Now, certainly, you want to, if you really want to dig deep and really even tackle and wrestle with those maybe challenging things in Scripture, yeah, you can use helps and commentators and things like that, pastors. But right here in Psalm 19, God declares about His holy word that it His testimony is sure, making wise even the simple. And so we see that Scripture is perspicuous, clear. Not that God, you know, inspired His Word and kind of has put it in this and surrounded it with fog, where it's like, woo, a mystery. I don't know. We just have to kind of be humble in our hermeneutic and not be dogmatic anywhere, even where God is dogmatic. We just have to, here's the excuse, embrace everyone, peace and love. We don't want to offend anybody. Yes, the word mystery is used in the Bible. But the word mysterion refers to that which in the Old Testament maybe wasn't as clear as it has been made very clear by the Holy Spirit in the New Testament. Gentiles being part of God's family along with the Jews. Wow. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Whoa. How about this one? Jesus Christ. Yes, the Old Testament throughout talked about the coming of the Messiah. Isaiah 53. Whoa. The details about the coming of the Messiah, what He would endure, even talking about a crucifixion, talking about His resurrection, talking about His substitutionary atonement for His people. So again, the Old Testament throughout, the sacrificial system, everything pointing to the coming of the Messiah. But the Holy Spirit made it even more clear in the New Testament, right? Who the Messiah actually is. That which the Messiah taught, did during His earthly ministry. And the Holy Spirit gives us even more intimate and yes, even graphic details of the suffering of the Messiah. The New Testament also talks more about His resurrection, talks about His ascension to heaven, His intercession, what He's doing in heaven right now, praying to the Father for those who we have saved. John 17, I want them, Father, to be with me where I am so they will see my glory. And the New Testament gives us even more clarity about the coming of Christ. But again, the same author of the New Testament is the same author of the Old Testament. God, right? And God doesn't contradict Himself. And that which maybe wasn't quite so clear in the Old Testament, because simply we believe in what's called progressive revelation. God was progressively giving more and more revelation and clarity over time. But so many things from the Old Testament that were maybe not quite so clear Boy, you look in the New Testament and say, yeah. And so don't fall into that trap of, oh, everything's a mystery, or that's laziness, and what it can do, it can also lead to heresy. Because, well, it's just a mystery, and God doesn't really want us to understand the true literal meaning, so what we have to do is we have to go below the literal meaning, and we have to discover kind of the spiritual meaning. It's called allegorizing, and that is heresy. And so we thank our Lord that His Word is clear. We thank our Lord, Christian, that you have to have the Holy Spirit in you, who not only has regenerated you, but also illuminates you to the truth He inspired. But you got to work. You got to study. Make use of the resources you have. I mean, I think of the great reformers and the work they were able to do in preaching and teaching and writing with not even close to the amount of resources we have today. They came out of a system that wouldn't even put the Bible in the hands of the people, in the language of the people. Everything was a mystery. All of a sudden, the reformers get their hands on truth, God's truth, and boom, they were on fire. May we be a people who desire to study the wonderful truth that God has given us. Don't be afraid of the challenging parts. Dig deep. Pray. Ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate your mind to truth. Use the resources that are available to you. Because there's only one interpretation, right? God's interpretation. And what are we looking to do? Discover what God meant by what God said in His Scriptures. Amen?
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.